This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are now, my friends, into hour number two on this very important Friday edition, because we have tens of millions of new people that tuned in. Well, that's an underestimation. 30, 40 million new people tuned in yesterday, conservatively. And we can see from the numbers that tens of millions of them are tuning back in. And most of them popped in for 5, 10 minutes to see what it's all about, and they leave. They're coming to hear about Ye West and, you know, that what he did yesterday. And I'm going to address that in the First Amendment, the fallout, the inside baseball, and some breaking news. Coming up at about 20 after, I'm going to start getting into that. We got Mike Adams coming up. I'm also going to open the phones up. But I want to get back to Senator Paul. Politics is a popularity contest, but it really should be a policy contest. We don't need politicians. We need statesmen and women who actually stand up for the people. And I know that's a simple statement, but it's so true. And Rand Paul really is better than DeSantis. He's better than Trump. And I like DeSantis. I like Trump. But I really like Rand Paul. And I hope when the election cycle heats up next year, I've really done some soul searching and I've really thought about it. We need to draft Rand Paul, and I'm not going to support DeSantis over Rand Paul or Trump. He's just far superior on every issue, far superior on not being a polarizing figure, and he's just the guy to support. So I think we should draft Rand Paul, and I think Trump can continue to rally Republicans to do what he does. And DeSantis has too many globalists backing him. I like what he does, but the whole globalist patina he's got on him is a big problem. But here's Senator Paul elaborating on why we shouldn't be giving these dangerous experimental shots to the military. He's holding up defense spending until the eugenicists that run the Pentagon stop it. Here's that report. We'll come back from break and get into a lot of other big breaking news.
Good afternoon. Our young men and women in the military deserve better. The Biden administration's vaccination mandate has forced our nation's young patriotic men and women to choose between their faith and their career, between their medical autonomy and their career. At a time when the military is struggling to meet their targets for recruitment, the Biden administration is firing soldiers we invested in and trained. Some will argue that the vaccine mandate in the military is not new. That is correct, but there are several factors unique to the COVID vaccine that make it different than other mandates. First, the CDC acknowledges that the COVID vaccine does not stop transmission. So the argument that the mandate will stop incapacitating spread in the close quarters of the military is not applicable. Second, the COVID vaccine has a risk of causing inflammation, particularly in young men, particularly the young men that comprise over 90% of our military recruits. In addition, several scientific studies, including a very large one in Israel and another one by the CDC, have shown that a heightened risk of myocarditis for children and teenagers after taking a second COVID vaccine dose. Israel saw elevated rates of myocarditis after young men were vaccinated, particularly after the second dose. Because of this scientific evidence, European countries began restricting the vaccine for certain age groups. Germany, France, Denmark, Finland, and Sweden all limit their recommendations for vaccines for young people. Norway, South Africa, and UK chose to recommend only one dose because of the risk of myocarditis. Dr. Paul Offit, a former member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Vaccines, part of the FDA's Advisory Committee on Vaccines, resigned over this policy. He also said that even though he's pro-vaccine, he's been pro-everything vaccine for 40 years, that he wouldn't give the vaccine to his 24-year-old son. Third, the mandate ignores naturally acquired immunity. 80% of our young military recruits have had COVID. By compelling the young people to inject a vaccine into their bodies, they're accepting a risk of myocarditis. In fact, it is inadvisable to take a vaccine if you've recently had COVID. Even the CDC admits this. Our service members have spent their entire lives dedicated to protecting our country and making sacrifices to defend the Constitution. Congress should take action, and we're taking action today by saying we will not vote to get on the NDAA, the Defense Authorization.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, everybody wants to talk about the big Yay interview yesterday and the inside baseball and what's coming next and Biden's response to it. We will. Then we're going to get back into some news that is central to understanding the globalist war game for the Great Reset, the fourth turning, and the organized collapse they're engaged in. But here's a few excerpts of yesterday's Yay firestorm. Here it is. I don't think Hitler was a good guy. I get the Hugo Boss uniforms, amazing. But I mean, just because you're in love with the design, you're a designer. Can we just kind of say, like, you like the uniforms? But that's about it.
There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler. A lot of things.
I'm in the Twilight Zone right now.
Netanyahu. What do you have to say? What do you have to say to Alex Jones right now, Nick Fuentes and Ye? It was bad. It was bad for Trump to meet with Nick and Ye. Okay. I had no idea your voice is going to sound like that, Netanyahu.
So you don't like Benjamin Netanyahu?
I just heard about this guy 2 weeks ago since, like, the tweet, and I thought he had a funny name. I heard he's, like, really into, like, he's like a super killer, and I could die for saying this. So, in case this is the last time you ever hear from me.
Well, look. Do I round up Jews in Nazi Germany? Do I get love then? Schwarzenegger said he loved Hitler. They gave him an award. I'm just saying, I don't like Nazis, and I don't like what some of the mafias are doing either.
I like Hitler. Of my accounts, because they've been frozen by the Jewish banks. So I need to watch my mails.
Well, CNN says why people are evil Nazis. So, I mean, I disagree with both statements, but I get the frozen.
I don't like the word evil next to Nazis. I think we need to look at.
Oh, my goodness. Just because you don't like one group doesn't mean the other. Look,
I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis.
Oh, man. Well, I have to disagree with that. Right, but listen, we're going to go to break. So we have millions and millions and millions and millions of new people tuned in because of the Yay interview. I appreciate Yay coming here. I appreciate the First Amendment. I respected him and let him say what he wanted to say. He was part serious, part trolling. And everybody's tuned in wanting to know what happened behind the scenes, and I know he was going to do that and all the rest of it. Now, the fake President Biden has responded. It is undoubtedly still, 24 hours in, the biggest news story in the world, which I really don't think it should be. Ye's big. It's important. What he said was outrageous. I disagree with almost all of the Hitler stuff. I mean, I disagree with all the Hitler stuff, but I agree with him on free speech issues is what I'm getting at. And people want to talk about this. They want to discuss this. But it's only good to cover it if it's a teaching moment, as they call that. and we can really get a 35,000-foot view of what's happening here by drilling into it and by talking to it. Do we get all the true history about World War One and World War Two? No. Has the West done horrible things like drop atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki when it came out years later the Japanese had tried to unconditionally surrender 2 weeks before? No. Has America done secret experiments on poor whites, blacks, and Native Americans that would make Nazis blush? Yes. But just because our government's had criminals in it at different levels, different times, and just because we've got mafias and corrupt systems here does not then mean, well, then Hitler must be good. That's like saying Hitler attacked Stalin. Well, just because Hitler didn't like Stalin and Bolshevik communism, which was horrible as well, another super evil ideology, doesn't mean he's good. It'd be like if Jeffrey Dahmer and John Wayne Gacy, two serial killers that kidnapped and murdered young gay men, got in a cage fight with each other. It's not like John Wayne Gacy's good or Jeffrey Dahmer's good. They're both bad. But that's this black and white world of polarization, the way people work. I mean, a lot of what we're told about Hitler in pop culture isn't really true. When you actually dig into it, though, it's even worse. So everything we see in Hitler is what we see with the dehumanization and the depopulation and the medical tyranny and the Nuremberg Code violating actions where we executed a bunch of Nazis and had a year-long trial before we did it in 1946 over what Hitler did. And the main way they fried him was the medical records and the mad scientists that were honchoing, that were commanding, that were field marshaling, that were captaining those operations, that now if you pull back, my goodness, the British government, the Canadian government, the U.S. government, the Australian government, they've all got the same weird mad scientists running them. The South African government, the Israeli government's done weird secret testing on their own people. Look up the ringworm children. They would irradiate them, little kids to death, in some cases half to death, depending on how much radiation they were given. So the tie that binds, or the string, the unifying field here, is that there are mad scientists all over the world that have the same mindset and find social Darwinist eugenicist, whether it's the Japanese imperial family or the British imperial family or the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, the Nazis, or the Cold Springs Harbor Rockefeller Foundation in New York, to do secret experimentation and treat humans like animals and create a cadre of a medical corps that will do lethal experiments on people and cover it up, because then you know you've got the intelligentsia of the country if you've got the very cream of scientists inducted into a eugenics cult. And if you go to the University of Texas Biology Department, or you go to the Harvard Biology Department, or you go to the MIT Biology Department, or you go to any of these, I don't care whether it's a Catholic university, I don't care if it's a government university, a public university, I don't care whether it's a Protestant university, you go to any of these universities, and the majority of the scientists, the majority of the professors, believe in eugenics and believe in world depopulation and believe you're dumb animals. And Mike Adams has got huge breaking news next hour on this subject. Wait till we cover it. And I remember my dad telling me about this experiment. Now the globalists are modeling their whole system at many levels on this, and how they believe collapse is inevitable, so they are helping orchestrate and engineer that collapse in a controlled way instead of being in an uncontrolled way. That's their excuse to play God. That's their excuse to come in and do all these things. And this is going to be, for 99.999% of people, hell on earth. And history shows it will finally, in this unquenchable black hole of evil and control, destroy the very elites that are trying to control and run everything. So that's where we are. And so to look at Ye up here saying he thinks Hitler's been given a bad rap in many ways. And I ask him about historical events and things. He doesn't understand them. He doesn't know them. 99% of people don't. It'd be like if a Martian landed and you tried to teach him how a football game worked or something. And when I say he's like a Martian, I mean, he is obviously savonic, autistic, and I'm not putting him down. We all are to a certain extent. And is at a different level. I don't want to say a level above or a level below, just a different perspective. But my issue is you can't point a finger at him and say, that's the bad man, that's the worst guy on earth. When he's saying, I love the Zionists, I love the Nazis, I love everybody, in some unified, you know, Christian, Christ-like idea that can be taken out of context. The issue is he doing secret medical experiments? Did he inject black people with syphilis into Tuskegee? Is he putting up 5G? Is he starting World War III? Is he devaluing your currency? Is he promoting pedophilia? And the answer is no, the system is. So what's behind the system? What's its operating system? Why does it have this attitude? Well, we've cracked the code. We know. We're going to cover it when we come back. Stay with us.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
World corporate fascist system that literally just spawned Mao Zedong and Xi Jinping wants to point its fingers at Ye or Alex Jones and say, we're the most evil people on earth. We don't deserve speech. We should all be shut down. And I got to tell you, you know, Hitler can't hold a candle to what these people have done. I don't like Hitler. I called Ye out for that yesterday. I got my free speech. I defend his free speech, but it doesn't mean I got to agree with him. But that said, this is now the biggest story in the world. Hands down, top trend on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, national news. The puppet in chief, Biden, has toddled out onto Twitter, and also I'm told he went to a press conference. He said, I just want to make a few things clear. The Holocaust happened. Hitler was a demonic figure. Yeah, it takes one to know one. And instead of giving it a platform, our political leaders should be calling out and rejecting anti-Semitism wherever it hides. Silence is complicity. Oh, perfect. You say you're not going to make a comment on the hundreds of days of lockdowns and the police state that has nothing to do, 100-something days in your house, the virus only stays in the body 14 days. You're only communicable less than 14 days. Why are you keeping them locked in their houses for 130, 140 days? Why are you killing people, putting them in camps? Why don't we talk about the 3 million innocent Uyghur minority in Western China in slave factories, literally working at iPhone factories, Foxconn, with suicide nets around the building. Because they're so desperate, they go up to the fourth story and jump off. Oh, silence is complicity. Yes, it's complicity about how the so-called vaccine isn't a vaccine, doesn't work, causes blood clots and all these problems that erase your immune system. And silence is complicity on the now part two of the Veritas report out of the kidnapped human smuggled children as young as six in sex slavery in Austin, caught on video, no national news, corporate media covering it up. Silence is complicity. Over and over and over and over again. Silence is complicity. Cutting off our Keystone pipeline, destroying our economy. Silence is complicity. Germany blames Russia for the power price increases, but Germany bans farmers from properly fertilizing land. So does Belgium. So do the Netherlands, following a UN edict to cut carbon as if plants and nitrogen is bad. They're cutting off the food. The Netherlands is one of the biggest food exporters. It's in the top five in the world. And they turn around and blame Russia. If Russia was to blame, I'd blame them. But it's the globalists doing it again. So I want to make a few things clear. Well, I don't count any life over another, whether it's a black person, a brown person, or a white person. Whether it's a Muslim, or whether it's a Christian, or whether it's an agnostic. So my only beef and concern with the Hollywood industry and the Holocaust centers and the school kids being taken on tours about it is that's great. Can we have some communist genocide or Holocaust museums about communists killing 200 million people in the last 100 years? Could we have one of those? Because, you know, I think Hitler probably did kill millions and millions and millions of Jews. Nobody really knows the real number. There's different estimates, but I mean, he had the final solution in 1943. He put the orders out to take the people out of the forced labor camps and kill them. It's in the frickin' orders. They had trials. It's called Nuremberg, okay? You can argue over the numbers. So they find a serial killer that's got 25 dead bodies buried in his backyard, and the FBI goes, we think there might be more. So the FBI exaggerated and said we dug up 100 bodies in the backyard. the whole debate comes, well, there wasn't 100, there was only 25 dead bodies. But that's not what happened. So whether it's 4 million or 7 million, nobody knows, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody knows, okay? But my grandfather saw it. Bodies dead as long as you can look. And I had other family who worked for the U.S. government, and they never told me the specifics, but how disgusted they were having to babysit Nazis at U.S. military bases in the 50s and 60s. And they weren't directly involved in it. They were just, there were Nazis everywhere. 30-plus thousand taken here in Operation Paperclip alone. And they were all over the place. And they were arrogant. And they openly bragged about what they did. And they thought they were superior. So I don't, you talk about history books all day. I got plenty of examples of Operation Paperclip and how it went on and how every major U.S. agency from the CIA to NASA was basically founded by Nazis because they follow orders and were a cutout group totally controlled by a breakaway intelligence group. But that's a side issue. But before you sit there and look at Ye and say he's the biggest demon on earth, he's rejecting the censorship, he's rejecting the system, and he's saying he thinks this system's the bad guys. Well, he's right. The people that have hijacked our system are bad. And they're trying to steal our elections and surveil us and use lawfare and weaponize judiciary and all the rest of it to take our freedoms and put in a permanent bureaucratic deep state dictatorship. But what Ye has to get and what everybody else out there that has these weird Nazi fetishes needs to get is just because the people running our system are corrupt and bad does not mean wars we've had with other groups. If we go to war next month with China, who's bought off our government, manipulated us, the terrible things, China is way more advanced in their tyranny, way more evil than what Joe Biden and Obama and the Clintons have been able to get done. I have no doubt if they could get that done. They're control freaks. They're evil. They would love to do what Xi Jinping's done. But let me explain something to you. If we have a war with China, it doesn't mean Xi Jinping is good just because our government's got problems. And I've analyzed what's going on with Ye, and that's what's happening. When I sit there and I tell him things that are undisputed that came out of Adolf Hitler's mouth, he goes, no, that's not true. Because he's operating like this is a comic book, and there's Superman and Lex Luthor. That's not how this works, ladies and gentlemen. But it takes study, and it takes research. And it takes a lot of commitment to know how this stuff really works. And that's what we do here. And that's why the establishment is so scared of this broadcast, because they tune in and they go, my God, this guy knows our whole game. He knows more than most of our top people, because most of them just follow orders and compartmentalize. That's why Henry Kissinger tried to get me to go to New York in front of my producer, John Harmon. Years ago, 16, 17 years ago. And that meeting was not off record. That's why I talked about it. The other offers, been over a dozen of them, were in confidence. They didn't ask me to commit crimes, but they wanted to meet with me. They did meet with me. I'd met with Bilderberg Group members. I'd met with household name billionaires. I'd met with representatives of these agencies and of these groups. And they said, look, because you understand this, you need to join us, and you can help lead the liberty movement, and you'll get some of your input in our councils. Just join us, Alex. And I don't tell you that to impress you, but you already see advising Trump, all the stuff we're involved in, we know what we're talking about here. So when you hear me talk about this stuff, you understand, I'm not just getting this out of books. I have had them over and over again try to hire me. And of course, they stopped in the last few years because they know I'm not going to sell out, and you see what I get. They're attempting to destroy me. But you can keep us on air. We got big breaking news on the other side. Stay with us.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Last night, Ye put out his 2024 presidential symbol, which the minute I saw it this morning and saw that he was banned on Twitter, over like 5 a.m. and a bunch of texts were like, oh, look, Ye got banned, text from Ye, you name it. And I went, that's the Raelian space cult symbol from the 1970s with Raël out of France. And immediately I looked at it and I said, the Hindu, and a bunch of other ancient cultures had it, regular swastika, is flat. It's just, it's sitting there. But Hitler rotated at 90 degrees. But the point is it shows how every ancient culture had sun symbols. The Vikings carved swastikas on things. The ancient Indians, Hindus and folks today, that's on their temples. And people all the time go to like India and they get really freaked out and go, oh, there's swastikas. And they all freak out and they go, no. That's a 3,000-year-old temple, sweetheart. That's a 1,000-year-old temple. So Ye put out a Hindu swastika inside a Star of David saying he wanted to unify everyone. And it wasn't him saying he liked some of the things Hitler did that got him banned on Twitter by Elon Musk. It was the symbol because Elon knew the public wouldn't even understand that and wouldn't even know what that meant. And it was like, oh, my God, he put a swastika on the Star of David. So, again, he's putting out an art piece. This stuff is all over the world. There's even ancient examples of combining swastikas with the Seal of Solomon. It's not the Star of David. It's the Seal of Solomon. And if you know about the Bible, you know about ancient history, you know about the Masons and all of it, that's the symbol God gave him when he conjured all these demons and he married all these foreign wives. And the Bible says they're not even sure if God accepted him, King David's son, because he was the wisest man to ever live, but He got overrun with these demonic things he was doing, if you believe the Bible. You believe ancient history. And then he was given the Seal of Solomon to be able to seal and control the demons. So it is a black magic symbol. So, I mean, you want to know where it comes from and what it is. It is a symbol used in black magic. And they believe that the Seal of Solomon is amongst the three most powerful sigils in the occult. And I will tell you what Aleister Crowley said, if you're into that stuff, just so you know the left follows it. The V symbol, he promoted and pushed and said was an ancient symbol that could countermand Hitler's sigil of the 90-degree turned, rotating clockwise, swastika meaning action. So you have the Seal of Solomon, you have the swastika. And it's not just black magic, it's all these occult ancient groups. But you have the Seal of Solomon, you have the swastika and all its permutations, and then you've got the V for victory symbol as the West adopted it. And the V is not an evil symbol. Aleister Crowley just said it was his. And a swastika is a symbol of the sun that ancients came up with. And the Seal of Solomon is about completion and balance and order, and it's a beautiful symbol. The swastika is a powerful symbol. The V is not that powerful, but you still see it in iconography. It's probably not the most powerful of three. You can debate whether the swastika or whether the Seal of Solomon is the most powerful symbol, and those things are debated in the occult areas. And, of course, you know the most popular, what everybody's heard of, overhead shot, please, and that's called the pentacle, and the pentacle is the star, and it's the symbol of a human. And Leonardo da Vinci and all that talked about that and wrote about that. Now, what happens when you invert that? The classical battlement symbol of the Satanist, which is inversion of God's plan for humanity. So that's a lesson in symbols. Is a star bad? No. But when you invert it, and what's another powerful sigil? I said, what's the most powerful? I threw these questions out there. We know the most powerful. The cross. And all the geometrics and everything else that comes out of it. So they get you scared of that, where you can't even use symbols or know how symbols work, because you've been so hobbled. We've been so hobbled by it. And then you take the cross, a symbol of different powers converging, and you put a man, the Son of God, hanging on it in a sacrifice to humanity, and that is the Christian symbol. Now, there have been plenty of people use the cross for wrong. Does that mean we stop using the cross? No, we use the cross. Kanye should not have been suspended Yay, should not have been suspended if he put up a Nazi swastika. Because if they could take his right, we have the famous Supreme Court rulings, and there's so many others, about letting Nazis march and letting Nazis put ads in the paper and letting Nazis broadcast. And in the old days, the ACLU sat there and they defended things like that. But if you've actually got death camps running and you're in China, Biden won't even decry that. But he says silence is complicity. But then he'll point at a black man who's clearly on the spectrum and say, that's the bad man, to make him the good man. And that's what Ye's saying. And I see what Ye's saying. And I support his right to say it until he hurts somebody, which he hasn't. But here's a piece from decades and decades and decades ago. I guess this ruling was, what, back in the 70s, if memory serves? On the 78, on free speech. Here it is.
If you've been following the curious and disturbing story on the Nazis and Jews in Skokie, Illinois, the Nazi march appears for the moment to be on again. A federal court in Chicago ruled today that attempts by the village of Skokie to stop the march are unconstitutional. The federal judge, Bernard M. Decker, said the court was acutely aware of grave dangers posed by public dissemination of doctrines of racial and religious hatred, but he said ordinances to stop the march violated the First Amendment protection of free speech and the 14th Amendment right of equal protection. The judge also quoted the opinion of Justice Holmes that the constitutional principle of free thought meant free thought not for those who agree with us, but freedom for the thought we hate.
Now, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. For radio listeners, I'll describe it. You got the newscaster off to one side. You've got a TV behind him with a graphic. This is the ACLU of the Nazis. And there's an American flag, and one of the stars is a swastika. Does that mean that the talk show host is a Nazi because he's illustrating that? No. So, see, Americans knew that then. But Ye puts out a swastika in the middle of a Star of David calling for unity, which was a Hindu swastika, not the Nazi swastika, and it still gets him banned. So are they going to ban NBC or ABC News because they showed a swastika? This is the superstition of information and ideas they're creating. But look at the real symbol in the picture. All of it means something. You've got the red in the flag for the blood of patriots that fought the nation. You've got the white and the symbol of the purity of ideas and the bandages to cover the wounds. You have the blue sky for space and God and infinity. And of it, each state, former colonies, as a star representing the people. Why do the police wear a five-pointed star? Because the sheriff's elected by the people. And they're supposed to represent the people. So they have a symbol of a man on their chest saying, I am the representative of you to carry out and execute this operation. And this is a legal document. This flag is a contract of our commitment to be pure and strong and to bleed for God under the night sky as beings made by the Creator.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sex slavery confirmed by Project Veritas, Senate reports, all the other crimes he's committing. The evilest person on earth is yay, and oh, silence is complicity. Well, do you support, listeners, the Chinese people under an unelected Chinese communist dictatorship that they admit have killed 100 million of their own people since Mao Zedong took over in the late 1940s? And now all over the country, people locked down for hundreds of days, their houses burning up, their high-rises burning up, no one coming to help them, robots flying around barking orders, QR codes to leave your house, if you're even allowed to. You get a yellow code, you're not to leave where you're at, you just sleep on the street, sometimes for months, giant camps built everywhere. What are they trying to invoke? What are they trying to do? Do you support the Chinese people that got sick of the COVID camps? Oh, where'd Chin go? Oh, he disappeared. He's gone. He died of COVID in the camp. Yeah, right. That's the new secret police uniform, is the white bunny suits. Do you support the Chinese people burning these facilities down? Because there's been reports of it in the last year, but now there's footage. Let's roll it. COVID isolation camp in Lanzhou, China, set on fire by the locals so they cannot send them there anymore. Xi Jinping recently said, don't mess with Chinese people or it won't end well.
I'd imagine Biden's probably sending the FBI over to help Xi Jinping arrest people and round folks up. Seriously, under Obama, the CIA ran black sites in China. That's come out in the news. We first broke that before it was in the news. We got all the other footage of them going to people's houses, beating them up because they were caught online supporting protests. How dare them? How dare them do that? How dare them not stay in their house 120, 130 days where they weld the doors shut and then starve to death? They admit that. Again, I'm going to say it again. No one in or out. The virus doesn't incubate and is not communicable for any longer than 14 days. Usually it's about 7. Why would you lock people in their house for 130 days? Because it's all a raw exercise of power by the dictator of China. And you go, why would he want to be a dictator? Because he wants to. Because he likes power. Why did John Wayne Gacy lure young men to his house and torture him to death and kill him and bury him in the basement? Because he liked it. And when we get authoritarians in control, they set up totalitarian regimes and they do this over and over and over again. And that's the issue that Google and Facebook and Twitter, until Musk took over, it still remains to be seen what he's going to do. They all helped suppress these demonstrations, these peaceful demonstrations, and our own president won't even decry it. But he will decry yay on the Alex Jones show and say silence is complicity. Because yay is rejecting this whole system, so he thinks who this system is used as this bad guy must be a good guy. No, that's Ye's problem. But did Ye do all these things? Did Ye hurt anybody? Did Ye kill anybody? No. And I'm not here to defend Ye. The point is he's not the villain in a scale of villains. Here, I disagree with some of what he said. Here, let's say on a scale of 1 to 100, where's Ye? Well, let's make him a 15. Hell, I'm not perfect either. Let's make me a 20. There's a 30, and there's a 40, and there's a 50, and there's a 60, and there's a 70. On out to 100. Didn't leave enough room here. So where's Hitler's? Well, he killed like 35 million people over all his actions. So let's say he's a 70. And then Mao Zedong and the communist Chinese, they killed the most. They've been 100 million people. Let's say they're about a 90. You know, they're like way over here. And Joe Biden won't say a word about them, but he'll say something about yay. Oh, my God, let he without sin cast the first stone. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. All right. Mike Adams, when he contacts me, because he's usually hard to get on the show. You can't get him on the show. But when he's got a big story and he wants to come on, I never even ask. They go, Mike Adams wants on. He's got a big story. I go, I'm not even asking what it is, though I want what it is. Yes, he wants on. He gets on. He says this is huge. And so this morning, I'm like, oh, I said last night, get Mike on when he wants on. I got busy. I didn't look. What's he want to cover? They brought me the story, and I was like, oh, I know about this. I've only mentioned this a few times in 28 years on air. But this is one of the central things my dad, when I was a little kid, explained to me about culture and society as a study that the establishment really believes in and really follows, and it's sealed rat colony studies. And it's one of the biggest studies ever done, and there's film footage of it, and we're going to describe it next hour. But let me tell you what happens. They build up the rat colony, giving it all this food, and they know in studies, I'm not comparing this to rats, but whether it's what drugs we use or what things we take, rats have the closest physiological response to humans as any other animal except for pigs. And we're not really that related to rats or pigs that closely, but the point is that rats and pigs are the closest, not just in drug test or chemical test or poison test, but also in societal studies, how we operate. And when rats get herded together and locked in, even if they have enough food, they start becoming transgender. They start killing their babies. They go crazy. And a bunch of other things happen. And then you look at what the globalists are doing on every level. They are trying to artificially create an atmosphere or an environment that mimics the study with the mega systems and the mega cities and the rest of it. So, yes, this is a very important study. And we're going to be looking at it next hour to understand the rat maze we've been artificially put in and why we're smartly, instinctively, spiritually, at a gut level, exodusing to the countryside, and the globals are coming in with all their carbon and control to shut that down all over the world, whether you're in Venezuela or whether you're in the Netherlands or whether you're in the UK or whether you're in Canada, the US, or Australia. The policies are shut down self-sufficient local communities. Don't let them happen. Make everybody go into high-rise, stacked on each other systems, then turn the police off and watch what happens. Modern cities are extermination, collapse, kill grids. And China is just 5 years ahead of us. Everything you see there is directed by a world secretariat of scientists and their technocracy as a test to see can they get their own people to go against their own interests and do this to their fellow humans. And then the concentric levels of a successive approximation slowly turn up the heat of the control until you normalize the mass psychosis and the mob psychology. Now, we're going to go to break, come back with Mike Adams. We have a lot of big announcements. I have declared personal bankruptcy because I don't have any money. That's fine. I don't measure myself by that. Okay? And it'll all be published. It'll all be out there, and you'll see what liars they were the whole time, not just my company. But that means in subchapter 5 under chapter 11, this place will continue on as long as it can just make money and pay the bills forever. Me personally, it'll be put up and shut up. I don't have all this money they claim that. They lied about it. And I'm out of money. So I just want to keep InfoWars going. That's what I'm committed to, plus it's great products you need. But seriously, we're in your hands. You need to decide whether you want this operation to stay on air. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping's back on orders $50 or more. DNA Force Plus has the best PQQ, the CoQ10 that actually makes your telomeres last longer, cleans out your cells. One of the main things you should be doing to counter all the spike protein and garbage that's out there is PQQ, CoQ10. We've got the best forms. It's got a bunch of other stuff that supercharges it. It is what everybody should be taking. DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Fusion, all the good vitamins, all the essential minerals, all the key amino acids for everything you need. So many problems are deficiencies. This will deal with that. Vitamin Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% humanoid. Most turmeric formulas are 5%. They still work great. This is 95%. It's going to sell out soon. So they're all selling out, but I need the funds now. A lot of the stuff's already sold out. X2, X3, Biotree Selenium, Bank of America Coffee. Hopefully it's going to come back in a few months. But the point is, this stuff's all in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com for yourself. Also for gifts for friends and family. Please do your Christmas shopping now. Don't fight the crowds. And keep us on air and empower your body and everything else. Thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Free shipping. Up to 60% off. Double Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.